And so my word is taking its title, Effects of Unbelief. In fact, when Sunday school was going on, I was thinking maybe somebody has already leaked the word that I prepared this morning for the Sunday school teacher. But that is the Holy Spirit works wonders. James 1, we read verses 6 to 8. That Bible passage that we read from 6 to 8. But let him ask in faith with no doubting. For he who doubts is like a wave of the sea driven and tossed by the wind. 7. For let not that man suppose that he will receive anything from the Lord. Anybody that doubts when you are asking, he won't receive. 8. He is a double-minded man, unstable in all his ways. I pray when it comes to the thing of God, we will never be double-minded in the mighty name of Jesus. If you remember sometimes ago, the whole world was watching Theresa May. She was the former British Prime Minister. As she gave her pre-registration speech, and as she was doing it, she ended it with tears. Why? Parliament has rejected her Brexit deal 3 times, and she had no anchor left to hold on to. The only honorable thing left for her was to resign, to avoid being shamefully kicked out of office. One of the worst things that can happen to a leader is for the electorate, through other elected leaders, to house the leader by casting a vote of no confidence in that leader. Leaders are disappointed when the electorate no longer trusts them. Parents are disappointed and unhappy when their children have no confidence in them. So also, God is disappointed when we, his children, do not trust him. So what are the consequences of unbelief? James 1, verses 6 to 8 that we read says, but when you ask, you must believe and not doubt. Because the one who doubts is like a wave of the sea, blown and tossed by the wind. That person should not expect to receive anything from the Lord. Such a person is double-minded and unstable in all they do. So from this scripture, we can agree that the first consequence of unbelief is unanswered prayers. God will answer your prayer in the mighty name of Jesus. So the first consequence of unbelief, unanswered prayers. So here what God, differs from, and this is where God differs from human beings. If a child tells his or her parents that he or she does not trust the parents to perform their promises, the parent might want to prove them wrong by ensuring, including going out of their ways and make sure they deliver that promise. They could do this to redeem their reputation and regain their respect. However, with God, there's no such thing as redeeming his reputation. No. He is perfect. Our God cannot lose his reputation. His way is for us to believe him and he will answer our prayers. Do not believe him and he will not answer. Period. Hebrews 11:6 is very clear. And without faith, it is impossible to please God. Because anyone who comes to him must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who earnestly or those who diligently seek him. You diligently pray to God, believe that you have received your prayers. No matter how difficult what you are praying about is, do not doubt. And you will see wonders being performed in your life. We have seen people who have no womb and they give birth to children. I remember the story of a sister. Right there, it was Gio who told this story. She was a prostitute and she gave her life. In the process, she got married and was looking for the fruit of the womb. Moved from one church to another. And then getting to this church, this pastor didn't know much about her. to join hands with her, and they were praying. Serious prayer. But somebody eventually told the pastor, why are you wasting your time? That lady has no womb. And the pastor confronted her. Stop wasting my time. I've just heard from the grapevine that you do not have a womb. So why are we wasting our prayers for? And this lady quoted the scripture. She said, but it is you, pastors, men of God, you are the one who preached to us, 2 Corinthians 5:17, that if anyone is in Christ, is a new creature. All things have passed away. Everything has become new. I believe God can still redeem me. Ah, the pastor said, okay, yes, I know. But God will bless you. Okay, we will continue the prayer. Pray whatever you want to pray, and then she left. And so whenever you now come into the prayer, you know, to meet the pastor for prayer, the secretary will tell the pastor, maybe it's an arrangement between both of them, tell her I'm not around. Until you get to the hand of this sister that the pastor is now also doing what? Playing double game with her. That night she went home, she cried unto God. Cried unto God, prayed and cried. I held unto this your word, Father. Everything I did in the past was because of ignorance. I held to this your word. That night she slept, had a dream that a very strong man came out of the wall and gave her and immediately the man came, she said she became paralyzed, she couldn't do anything. And the man now wrapped a goat skin around her and disappeared again. That was how she was given a new womb. And she became mother of children. Brethren, our God can do anything. And you cannot query him. It's different from man. From man's perspective, you want to prove, this daughter of mine has lost confidence in me. Okay, I'm going to prove to her that I can do what I want to do. God does not do that. Praise the Lord. That's why Hebrews 11:6 says to us, and without faith, it is impossible to please God. Because anyone who comes to him must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who earnestly or diligently seek him. So another consequence of unbelief is loss of blessing. So the first one is unanswered prayers. Second one is what? Loss of blessing. John 20:29. Because you have seen me, you have believed. Blessed are those who have not seen me and yet believed. How many of us saw Jesus Christ? But we believe. God says we are blessed. We shall be blessed in the mighty name of Jesus. We all know that when Jesus resurrected and showed himself to some disciples, Thomas did not believe. This is the reason he was codenamed the Doubting Thomas. So when he finally saw Jesus and saw the holes created in his hands and feet by the nails and drilled into him on the cross and the wound by his side, that was when Thomas said, my Lord and my God. And Jesus said, quoted that scripture in John 20:29. Said, because you have seen me, you have believed. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed. If you have unbelief, you lose blessing. May we not lose our blessing in the mighty name of Jesus. I know that we Christians don't usually want to hear the opposite of statements like this, but I will always, say it. Let's say, not blessed are those who did not believe because they have not seen. No? We don't want to hear that. We lose our blessings when we refuse to believe God. Praise the Lord. Number three. That one is catastrophic. And can lead to death, as sometimes seen in the Bible. Remember the story in 2 Kings chapter 7. Elisha declared the word of God, signifying surplus and end of siege of Syria against Israel. In 2 Kings chapter 7. And the king's personal, how can we describe it? Maybe the chief, they have one name we call them nowadays. Chief of staff. The king's chief of staff objected. Said, look, even if the Lord will make windows in heaven, could this thing be? Even if God could just open the windows of heaven, is it possible for this thing that you have said to be? And the response he got from Elisha was strong, was catastrophic. And Elijah told him, in fact, you shall see it with your eyes, but you shall not eat of it. That will not be our portion in the mighty name of Jesus. That will not be our portion in the mighty name of Jesus. Actually, when the surplus did come, as pronounced by Elisha, the crowd was too large for control, and they trampled on the officer and he died. He saw the surplus, but he did not partake in it. That will not be your portion in the mighty name of Jesus. You will partake in the blessings that will come from God in the mighty name of Jesus. Those children that you are seeing that you think they cannot make it, they will make it, and you partake in their blessings that God is going to give them in the mighty name of Jesus. All those hard things that you are looking at and you think they are impossible, they shall be made possible to you in the mighty name of Jesus. But you must believe. Amen. It is not a good thing not to trust God. He is who, having no limitation, is able to do much more. That is Ephesians 3:20 now. Our God is able to do much more than we can think or imagine. You know? We all have examples. Things that we think it is not possible. When I first started working, I got to a factory that time. I was working in a factory. I would see cars parked. My impression that time was that 80% of Americans, if not more, are on $8 per hour. And I'd be wondering, how is it going to be possible for me to have dollars and have savings with this? To me, that time, it was like it was impossible. But I trusted God that one day, God, you will take me through this and I will live in surplus. Brethren, today, it's not that I'm boasting. Everything belongs, glory belongs to God. I have surplus. You will have surplus in the mighty name of Jesus. I entered this country with just $100 in my pocket. My wife came with $50. So totally, a family of five, $150. Recently, I was trying to thank God, and I begin to imagine the household income combined now. Somebody with just $150 when we came in 2004. God will bless somebody in this mind in the name of Jesus. But you must believe Him. The need that God cannot meet has not arisen, and ours will not be the first. Amen. The need that God cannot meet has not arisen. And ours cannot be the first. Psalm 37 verse 5. Say, commit your ways to the Lord and trust in Him, because He will do what? He will do it. Commit your ways to the Lord. Trust Him and He will do it. So this morning, I want us to continue to cast our cares on Him. Why? Because He cares for us. 1 Peter 5:7. God's time is different from ours. His answers may not come as quickly as we want it, but trust God. Be rest assured that He never forgets and He is never late. Your answer will come in the mighty name of Jesus. Let's bow down our heads this morning. I don't know that those difficult areas of your life. It could be in the areas of your documentation. You have looked at yourself, am I going to get documented in this country? It is this. Am I going to get a good work? They said I have access. Am I going to pass that exam? Brethren, your problem that God cannot solve has never arisen. Your own cannot be the first. If He can part the Red Sea, if God can part the Red Sea, if God walks physically on waters and people saw it, disciples saw it, Peter witnessed it, tell me, what can he not do? If he can feed the children of Israel in the wilderness, what can he not do? If our God, the one that we know and we call upon, can bring us to this country and establish us, brethren, what can he not do? Tell me. Let unbelief be gone in your life this morning. Let unbelief be gone in your life this morning. Surrender everything to our Lord Jesus Christ. Surrender that problem to our Lord Jesus Christ. Surrender that your health to our Lord Jesus Christ, and it shall be well with you. Lord, I thank you for your word this morning. I just bless you for how you have blessed us. I just appreciate you because you are God. Let it be well with you tonight. Let it be well with us this morning, Father. Thank you, Father. Glory and honor to your name. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.